That's okay. Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start the show off the same way we start every show off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, so the fact that you're spending with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Max City Morning Show.
All right, and we're back. I'm excited about this episode. As you guys know, I love meeting new people. We have a complete stranger to me on the show today, so it's going to be a good one. As you also know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So on that note, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, I'm Sarah. We are came here. I've had a lot of stops along the way to Fort Mac.
Okay.
And part of the ownership group of Fort McMurray, the Alley YMM.
Yeah, that's cool. And for the people at home who don't know the Alley YMM, it's the bowling alley here in town.
It is. Yeah, it's the entertainment center.
Yeah, I love it. Oh yeah, that's right. I was actually at your guys' establishment a few days ago because it's my little boy's 7th birthday party. And yeah, you guys have the arcade, and I saw now, like, laser tag or something to do with lasers is going on there.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for your support and having his party there.
No
That's
problem.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So Tag just opened up just when we were able to reopen from the last shutdown.
Okay.
It's awesome. Yeah. We took over that space after the flood,
mm-hmm.
which unfortunately, knocked out some of the businesses down there.
That's right.
We're really fortunate to expand on what we're currently offering.
Well, it's such a, I think every community needs a bowling alley.
Yeah.
And it was a shame that for so many years we went without a bowling alley. And so, I love it that you guys are down there. And there's...
It was a big thing generationally.
Oh, yeah.
Like even my generation who is, not, go out and do things like bowling or darts or, that kind of thing.
Right.
We were all choked that there was no bowling alley because it was, one less thing to do in Fort McMurray.
Yeah, so it was definitely good for you guys for opening that up.
Thank you. Mo's vision for sure. He's definitely the one to get the ball rolling on most of those things. But we're really grateful that that it took off. It is so true. It's one of those traditional hangout spots, that the owners of the previous bowling alley reached out when we opened to see if, just to offer their help or expertise if we needed it.
Really?
So
that's awesome.
It's cool, yeah. One of those real traditional
activities.
It's like a classic birthday spot.
That's
that's so true.
Every kid has a party at a pool one year,
right.
Their house one year, bowling alley one year. It's a staple. Yeah.
That's
you have
right.
to have a birthday, and that's ice cream cake.
That's right.
Ice cream cake at the bowling
alley.
That's right.
That's like traditional.
Yeah. If you don't have that as a kid, you didn't really have a good birthday party.
There's no childhood.
I feel like it's like a white person's bar mitzvah.
There you go. So outside of that, though, you guys are sponsoring an event that's taking place called Live to Lead, correct?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, Live to Lead. It's November 4th for Fort McMurray.
Okay.
We were connected with it by Colette Close, who mm-hmm. did some leadership stuff with our team at the Alley.
Oh.
We're trying to focus more on leadership.
Right.
We've just been so lucky since we opened. We've been scrambling a lot just to kind of keep up with the demand.
Yeah.
And then, there was always something, right? COVID hit, the flood hit, and then constant shutdowns.
That's
so
right.
We're always kind of just reacting to the province or just stuff that's out of our control.
Yeah.
So we're finally able to start. COVID did give us some pause to kind of see where we weren't set up for success.
Mm.
We weren't, I don't think, supporting our management team.
Right.
As they needed to develop skills to do their jobs properly, have those tools. So we did do some team building personality assessments with Colette, who's become just an amazing contact for myself personally.
No doubt.
To start to, try to develop our team. We don't want to have just a bowling alley and be an employer. We mm-hmm. want people, whether they stay or not, to leave better in some way. So,
that's right.
Building people skills, building work ethic. We don't, it's a high turnover industry, right? Mm. Hospitality.
Right.
So we want to be contributing to the community, not only as a place to go, but for our team, to just enhance a skill or...
Yeah. And that's Colette's great at that. her company and her husband, they're amazing. And I participated in the Live to Lead, one of the, I don't know, events a few years ago. It was really good. They have some like really powerful speakers. You get to learn a lot of information out of it for sure.
Yeah, and so motivating, right? You just want to like take over the world. If you just watch even the preview, the trailer for it,
that's right.
You're just so motivated to, you know, do better, be better. Colette connected me as well with the all the John Maxwell books, which, you know, like once you start going down that road of just self-improvement, really.
Yeah.
One leads to another, leads to another.
That's
and then
right.
you start to find these just incredible people that are so motivating, so smart.
Yeah.
And just get you on a completely different trajectory.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah. Awesome.
So now I know your husband, Mo.
Yeah.
So I know he's from here.
Shout out, Mo.
Big shout out to Mo.
He needs to come on.
He does. Stop being so shy, Mo.
You know us both.
Yeah. So my question to you is, what brought you to Fort McMurray originally? Because I don't think you're not born and raised here, are you?
No. Yeah. I was actually born in South Africa.
Okay.
Yeah. We moved to Cranbrook when I was 9.
Okay.
Yeah. My dad, he's a psychiatrist. So he was given the choice of Cornerbrook, Newfoundland and Cranbrook, BC.
Okay.
So we ended up in Cranbrook and then... I went back and forth within BC and Alberta for a while. Okay. I met Mo in Calgary.
Okay.
At an investment firm we were both working at.
Okay.
And then, so he brought me up here.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
He tricked
about
you.
About 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was, honestly, it was an amazing trick. You know, being from the outside of Fort Mac, you know, there's, unless you meet people from Fort Mac, it doesn't, I thought it was camps. Right?
Right.
Just like a lot of people think it's just oil camps.
That's right.
It ended up being just the most amazing place. You know, we had all 3 kids here. And for young families, I couldn't have asked for a better community to be a part of. You know, we used all the resources like the hub, just so many community resources that are here support the families.
That's right.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So, I initially felt maybe a little duped until I got here.
Yeah.
And the people, and the fire happened shortly after we moved.
Okay.
We moved in September. The fire happened that May.
That's right.
You know, just the attitude of people. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love being here. Yeah.
I know. Me and Tanner are also born and raised here. So,
big
advocates of Fort
McMurray. Yeah. Totally.
So, South Africa, you moved when you were 9, but you must all obviously have some memories of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
What that must have been like a really interesting move.
Yeah, it was. I remember we're just those weird kids, you know, in school because we had this accent. My parents are British, so we had this British South African accent.
That's right.
That must be quite confusing for people.
Yeah.
Because I know lots of people get like British, Australian, South African, all of the accents mixed up. So you probably had a little bit of both.
Yeah that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
It's very confusing. So transition was tough for sure. But it was good. But we also moved to a small town, right?
That's right.
Very like small town. I think there's 20,000 people. So
right.
we stuck out like a sore thumb everything we did. We did not know Canadian culture.
Right.
My parents did everything wrong. There were 4 of us. So,
okay.
So it was a tough transition, but we're grateful to be in Canada. It was at the time things were kind of getting a little more violent. So,
right.
Yeah, it was a great opportunity.
Give me an example of doing, because I have immigrant parents and they also have done things very wrong. Give me, because the culture just, they just don't know.
Yeah.
So give me an example of something that your parents, like you would define as something wrong.
Well, I remember they told me one time, you know, someone invited them over for dinner.
Yeah.
So in South Africa, everyone's doing everything as a family, at least in our circle.
Right.
So a couple had invited them over probably to get to know him. He was the new doctor in town.
Right.
And they brought all 4 of us. So there was like an 11-year-old, 9-year-old, 7-year-old, and a 2-year-old, I think. So they brought all of us to the front door. And my mom just tells the story of how they just kind of, they just froze because they didn't plan for 4 children to come as well.
Right.
And just those small things, you know, and also just with culture, I'm making eye contact, you know, getting up if someone's coming in. We're very British as far as manners and etiquette. And some Canadian cultures can come across as offensive, but they're not.
Yeah.
They're not at all. But some of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
My parents didn't have much of a filter sometimes, and I just had to realize you know, it was a culture shift.
Yeah.
Big time.
My parents in Guyana, South America, that's where my parents are from.
Yeah.
When you go to a birthday party, you get dressed up.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if like you're one or 60, you dress up. So my parents used to send me to birthday parties dressed in like suits and stuff.
Shame.
And so it was shameful. So I'm there with my corduroy blue suit and like collared shirt, and all the kids are dressed like kids. And I'm like, Mom, stop doing this. She's like, no, you go to a birthday party, you dress up.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, so embarrassing.
Totally.
So there's some pictures of me back in the day dressed up like a weirdo.
You're that one kid. Yeah.
Just the one.
If the Pierre parents would like to send me that, I would greatly appreciate it.
Oh, there's numerous pictures of me in that corduroy.
Or Alicia. Suit. You know, Alicia hit me up with those photos too.
Yeah. So, but they just don't get it, right? One Canada Day, my mom read in the paper that like they were promoting everybody dress up in red and white. And because of Canada.
Yeah.
And so she's like, oh, everybody's going to be dressed up in red and white. And like, we were older at this point. I think I was like 12. I'm like, Mom, nobody's going to do this. Like, don't make us do this. She's like, nope. So there's five, like my mom, my dad, brother, and sister, and myself. And we're all wearing red and white, like white pants and like a red shirt. Like it's in your face.
Yeah.
And we get down to Mac Islands, only family in town dressed in red and white and just...
Yeah, just jumping so hard on that bandwagon, right? Yeah. Just trying to, get along with
it. And my mom was just like, well, it's okay. I'm like, it's not okay, Mom. I'm 12 and everybody's looking at us. Yeah. Like, it's the worst. So I love to hear stories about immigrant parents.
They do their best, right? Yeah, God bless them. They just, they don't know yet where that filter is, where like what's said and what's actually done.
That's right.
Have to argue, my mom's pretty great. She is definitely not an immigrant and she does not care where that line is.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they mean well.
Yeah,
they mean well.
Yeah.
So you have three children. What are their ages?
So the eldest is going to be 6 in December. So 6, 4, and 2.5.
Oh wow,
almost 3. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all tight. Yeah.
Yes.
And so which they're go? Don't say it. I don't want to know. They're all going to the same school though, roughly in Fort McMurray.
Ish, we're in Calgary now. Mo and I are back and forth about 50%.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How's that going for you?
It's tough. It's really, really tough.
No doubt.
Yeah, we are like two ships in the night a lot of the time, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he gets home, high five on the way, and I'm up here. So, it's just, it was closer to our family. Just a few more opportunities. Mo is looking to expand on the alley.
Okay.
So obviously it's a lot easier to do it from there. So yeah.
Wow. I see him a lot. So you guys must be on planes a lot.
We are honestly here a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We really miss it, you know? Yeah. Like I said, like Calgary, I mean, you're a number.
Yeah.
Sometimes the anonymity is nice. But there's something about a community that really cares. And Fort Mac, it truly was and is still home to us.
Yeah.
So, we're here a lot and we're grateful to go back and forth. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just got the signal from Tanner. We're at his segment called the Mac City Minute. He's going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
I wish you nothing but the best of luck. Tanner, hit her with the Mac City Minute.
All right. Question number one. What is the most interesting story you have from running the alley?
The most interesting? Honestly, I would say just the most chaotic is, it's not even one specific one. It's just, it seems, you know, when it rains, it pours. We'll have birthday parties, we'll have lanes, breaking, we'll have arcade games, you know, going down. It's unbelievable how many things can go wrong at the same time, you know? But almost every time, we just have the most amazing guests that are so tolerant and understanding of what's out of our control. So, nothing specific, but it happens a lot. And,
it's when it rains, chaos. It pours. Chaos.
Question number two. What is the one thing you miss the most about Fort McMurray when you're not here?
I would say, again, it's the people.
Question number three. What is a standout memory for you from your first time in Canada?
When we were riding our mountain bikes in probably 2 feet of snow with our snowsuits on and runners. First winter.
What a hodgepodge.
Yeah.
Question number four. What is one challenge about running a business in Fort McMurray that you were surprised by?
A challenge I was surprised by? I don't know that we were surprised by any challenges. They were all pretty expected other than COVID and flood. So nothing specific to Fort Mac, honestly.
And your final question, what is one reason you think anyone of any age would enjoy the Alley?
Well, it's an entertainment center. We try to cater to every age. So even with laser tag, we have adult combat laser tag guns. We have
Is there a seniors league? Guns.
We do actually have bowling for seniors. We have league nights. We have kids' birthday parties. So we've got something for everybody.
And those have been your five questions.
Thanks, Tanner.
Yeah, no, the Alley is a sweet spot. And your food, you. Like the pizza, is really good.
Thank you. And that's a passion project of Mo's as well. He's pretty obsessed with
it. It's so good. And like done. You, when I was there, you just see Skip to Dishes coming in. So like at first I'm like, what is Skip to Dishes doing at the Alley? And then I was like, oh yeah, I forgot, like the pizza here.
Yeah.
It's like people talk about it. So,
oh, thank you.
Yeah.
That'll make Mo always so happy to hear.
Yeah, the pizza's really, really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
So, first winter in Canada. What's that? Like, I was born here. I'm born in February. I was born in the winter.
Yeah.
What is that experience like when it hits you?
Yeah, it was wild, right? Because even in South Africa, during Christmas time, it's summer.
Yeah, so that's right.
It's smoking hot, you know.
Yeah.
And there's no real Santa going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just remember we're just barefoot all the time. So in South Africa, we just never wore shoes.
That's right.
So even to this day, you know, I took the garbage out this morning
in
my bare feet with frost everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were just so grossly underdressed. Just so cold, you know.
Yeah.
Again, with our mountain bikes, just doing everything opposite. I can't imagine the looks and the stares.
Yeah. You definitely stood out.
Yeah. We were totally that family.
That's hilarious. You know?
Yeah.
That's
yeah. So another funny thing they brought from South Africa is this wave that the whole family has to do. So anytime my dad left for work, the whole family had to stand on the porch and wave until he was like out of sight.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was just like something you did. And
so,
another thing, I'm sure
So like, if you were like out on the street and everybody like in that area worked at the general same time, would you just see like other families out there doing the same thing?
Definitely. Yeah. Oh, in South Africa?
Yeah. So you just drive down the street and there's like a bunch of families just waving at everybody.
Until you're way out of sight. Yeah.
Wow.
No, it may have just been my family, but
it's a thing.
Yeah.
But when you leave my parents' house to this day,
you
have to wave. You have to go, like, my parents don't have a porch, so you have to go to the front window.
Yeah.
And everybody has to go and wave and go away. And even my child, because, like, I'll drop Keegan, my little boy, off to, like, hang out with grandma and grandpa sometimes. And so, like, I literally just, like, okay, take him in the house and I'll back up the car. And then he runs to the window with grandma and granddad, and you have to wave. When you're going away,
that's wild. I'm so glad it wasn't just us.
Yeah, it's not just
you.
But it's weird.
There's no one else around us.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Nobody does it.
Yeah.
You have to, like, I remember, like, when
so
people I'd bring over and they'd drive and you'd be waving and the next day at school, like, what were you guys doing? Because it's not just for your dad. It's for everybody that leaves.
Yeah, for everybody. Everybody.
And then you feel kind of obligated to, like, hi, creepy guy. I'll wave back, I guess. And,
yeah, because a lot of people just let you leave, right?
That's They're right.
Like, see you tomorrow,
No, you have to wave.
Turn around. Yeah, that's so funny. Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah. So we're at the end of the show. 20 minutes flies. But before we leave, I know we should promote one more time the Live to Lead.
Yes.
So if you want to talk about that just a little bit more before we cut you loose.
Yeah, super grateful, super proud to be sponsors or in any way involved in it. Like I said, it's something we're trying to focus on big time with the Alley. Yep. And we do have, I think we have three tickets as well that we're going to put as a contest draw or give the option to some of our guests to take on.
Okay.
Leadership's so important nowadays, right?
Yep.
I think we're losing a lot of that.
That's right.
Maybe getting drowned out by social media and pandemics and stuff. Mm-hmm. And really excited to attend and really excited about everything. It's the personal growth. The leadership it promotes.
There we go. Well, that was your shameless shout out or plug.
Okay. Awesome.
So definitely, if you want to come back again, please do. Tell Mo he definitely should come on the show. And if there's anything ever going on at the Alley, please tell your staff, your managers, whomever, come on the show, help promote it. Oh, cool. We'd love to bring as much attention to you guys as possible. So
thanks, Elliot.
Don't be a stranger.
Thanks so much for having me.
Sweet. Yeah, no worries. All right. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Hopefully you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.